things. That was the case with the X-ray telescope aboard the Einstein satellite, launched just 3 years ago. This telescope was used to explore the sky in X-rays instead of visible light. And, among other things, it discovered something unexpected about some very young stars. New stars form in vast interstellar clouds, called nebulae by astronomers. Ordinary light can't penetrate the clouds, so we can't see inside them with optical telescopes. We can study newly formed stars with infrared telescopes at the low energy end of the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, with the Einstein X-ray satellite, we've seen some young, massive stars that also emit high-energy radiation. In other words, the satellite peered through the clouds to find some young stars that shine in X-rays. No one had predicted that this type of star would show up in the X-ray sky. As yet, there's no definite word on how this very intense radiation is created in these young, massive stars. It's possible that they throw off a fierce stellar wind, which creates a shock wave where it hits the relative calm of interstellar space. It's also possible that the X-rays originate in the hot upper atmospheres of the stars, the part that we call the corona. Or each new young star may actually be two stars, with one star gobbling mass from the other. Whatever the source, the X-rays indicate an energetic or violent process occurring early in the evolution of some stars. Stardate is produced for the University of Texas McDonnell Observatory in Austin, zip 78712. And for the McDonnell Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
Get ready for a change.
Thank you. Here I am. Well, Eric Corley, how are you?
Not bad, Mike. You how's yourself?
Good.
That's nice to know.
Yes. How was your week this week?
Oh, not bad.
That's good.
Interesting week, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to some kind of current day music. A little bit old now.
Yeah.
It's
about 20 years old.
20 years old?
Yeah. It's from the 20s.
20s. Oh, that's not so bad. Symphonic Raps, Carol Dickerson and His Orchestra. You know, it's funny, they capitalize His, so does that mean it's like God's or something?
No, it's because it's a title.
Oh, is that the reason? But they don't capitalize the and.
Well, it shows a person, you see.
Just testing.
Did I pass?
No.
Then I'm going home.
Yeah. Right now we're hearing Charlie Johnson and His Paradise Orchestra.
With a capital H?
And a capital P.
Ooh.
The boy in the boat we're hearing now.
That's good. Well, we've got a fun-filled program lined up for the next couple of hours.
As usual.
Yes.
We always have fun on these 3 hours.
We're gonna take a look into the future at about 1:30 or so with another episode of the Tripod Family.
Tripod Family. What are they up to now?
This is our little glimpse of the 1980s.
Yeah, what the 1980s might be like if we look ahead to them and just sort of predict.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the 1980s will be like? I mean, we're back here in what, the 40s now? Let's think. Sometimes I don't know where I am, but the 1980s. Once this gosh darn war gets over with.
Well, I think there'll be a couple other wars,
you
too.
Think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I see something. Possibly in Asia or something. But I don't think it's going to win much popular support. In fact, that predicts some sort of a catastrophe.
Well, it could be. I think the 1980s, there'll be all sorts of unrest.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, why don't you pick the 80s anyway?
I don't know.
What do you think the 60s will be like?
I've heard reports of some person's writing a book about the year 1984, and it's supposed to be a
book. Ooh, that's George Orwell, right?
George Orwell, yeah, he's a young guy now. He should be a prominent author in the next couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
He's writing something about a farm, too.
Agriculture
book, I believe.
An Animal House or Animal Farm or something?
Something like Animal Crackers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think he's working with the Marx Brothers.
I see.
They're fun.
They are.
Fun bunch of guys.
Groucho and Harpo and Zeppo and all the rest.
Wonderful, wonderful bunch.
They are. Maybe we can get them up as guests one of these days.
You were telling me something earlier while we were back in the studios looking at all the 78s. You told me something about a new radio dial. Now, I don't really understand.
Yeah, I think
there's only one radio dial now. What do you mean there's going to be a new one?
Well, there's going to be a new one that supposedly offers higher fidelity than the present AM band.
Is that so?
They're going to call it FM.
FM?
Yeah, it stands for frequency modulation as opposed to amplitude modulation. And
that's really weird.
People are going to have to buy all these new records, these new radios.
Who's going to do that?
I don't think they will.
Oh, come on. But you expect people to trade in their perfectly good radios now?
The one thing that this FM thing offers that you can't find on AM is the chance for stereo, which is binaural, which means...
I don't understand.
Two channels instead of just one.
See, why would you want two channels? You're only one person.
Well, say, listen to Benny Goodman and his big band or something. You'll hear, say, the trombones in one side, in one ear, and the drums and stuff in the other.
Well, I would think that would be confusing, if anything.
Yes, but I think what they're trying to get
at... You're saying people of the future are going to want to be confused?
No, I'm just saying it'll...
That's not a very optimistic
It'll be more
view.
Realistic. If you're down at the Savoy watching Benny Goodman right now, you're going to see the trombones in your left eye and the drums in your right eye. And you're going to want to hear the drums in your right ear and the trombones in your left ear.
Yes, but that's only because you're seeing...
Right,
seeing them at the same time.
If you have your back turned,
I don't...
It's almost like these three-dimensional movies that they have now.
That's one thing I think that's going to catch on tremendously.
Yes,
I think
yes.
In the 1980s, everything will be three-dimensional
right.
As far as movies go.
Right.
But this
I wonder if they're going to turn television three-dimensional. I think they're working, trying to get some color in it now.
Television is another thing. I just don't have any faith in it. I don't think that's going to catch on at all.
That's true. Radio is...
It's so expensive for one thing.
That's true.
It's so big. The things are huge.
Well, yeah, we have a television at home.
And there's nothing good on. The stations are only on a couple of hours a day, and what good is that?
Yeah.
Why would you want to watch something? People are always going to sit at home, listen to the radio, and not this FM stuff. I don't.
Well,
it sounds like some far-fetched idea.
Well, give it a chance. See if it comes around, and maybe you can get an FM stereo station. You know, it's big investments, but what the heck?
I don't know. There's always some ideas that work and some ideas that don't.
Yeah.
Now, I think three-dimensional movies, I think that's going to work, but I don't think the FM. Radio, it is FM, right? I don't think that's going to work at all.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about jet airplanes still in the developmental stage now?
I heard something about that the other day. They don't have propellers.
Right. So how are they supposed to fly?
Oh, they're supposed to not have propellers.
Yeah, how are they supposed to fly then?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to. Someone should tell them that.
And there's diesel locomotives now, too.
Oh, no, this is crazy.
Technology, you know.
Are they trying to tell us that they're going to phase out steam locomotives?
Well, that's what it would appear. Oil is very, very cheap. Exceedingly cheap. You can get a gallon of diesel oil for about 13 cents.
You think that's going to last?
You know how much a ton of coal costs?
Yes, but diesel could never equal the speed of the steam. Never.
Well, the last few years, you've seen some significant advances.
Tell you one thing. These jets aren't going to catch on. I predict more of an expansion of... Those, what do you call it, Zeppelin things.
Mm.
They're going to be around more.
That's true.
Certainly.
Especially if they can find some non-explosive fuel, such as helium. I think helium has a great potential for the Zeppelins and hot air.
You know, I have a prediction, a baseball prediction. I think that, unlike all the years that have passed by, the Washington Senators are really going to put it together, and you're going to see the Washington Senators become the new New York Yankees.
Or the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Well, the Brooklyn Dodgers are good, too, but I think they've pretty much... They won't be as good in the 1980s as they are now. But the Washington Senators, now there's a team.
Yeah.
And I also think that the Boston Braves will probably think about moving to another city because they've been thinking about that already, in fact.
Where are they going?
They said something about Milwaukee, but I don't think they're going to like them over there.
Mm.
I think Boston is the home for the Braves. If anyone's going to move, it's going to be the Red Sox. In fact, I think that team's going to go out of business.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's my prediction.
Well, I was just thought of something myself now. Housing. Housing. What? They're starting up a new development over in, I think it's like near Hicksville. I think it's called Levittown. They have one or two model homes there now. And, They're envisioning hundreds and hundreds of homes that all look alike. Now, how is anybody going to like anything like that?
Leveltown?
Something like that. I think that's what it's called.
Leveltown. What?
How can they build houses
all alike? It takes years to build a house, and you never do the same thing twice.
I don't know. Maybe they're going to mass produce them. But they do have a couple of models up, and a lot of these people are coming back from the big war.
You see, Mike,
they're looking for a place to live.
The problem is, people such as yourself have views of the future that are totally distorted, and that's the future really won't be that much different from the way things are now.
Well, then, what do you think it's going to look like in 1950? What do you think it's going to look like?
I think it's going to look pretty much the same as it does right now.
What about 1960?
Not much. Maybe a few more houses, but it's not going to be mass-produced houses that all look the same.
Really?
Well, next you're going to tell me the population of the world's going to be 4 or 5 billion by 1981 or so.
Yeah.
Well, I can't go along with that at all.
Well, what do you think the population will be? Two or three million?
I think if anything, the population's going to go down.
You think it's going to go down?
I think so.
Why?
People get tired of each other.
Oh. So they kill them all.
Well, wars do that, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, this is very, very serious topics. I wonder what if there's anybody listening right now, if they're up this late, if there's anybody home, what their views are.
Hmm.
I'd sure like to hear from them.
Well, on the AM bandwave, of course, our signal at this time of night bounces all the way across the country. That's one thing I like about AM radio.
Yeah, that's what I like about AM radio, too.
This is really good.
You know, speaking about telephones, if the folks don't know the number here, we'll give it out in a minute. But
yes, we have a phone. We have a phone. A telephone.
Just recently installed.
I still don't know how to operate the dang thing, but maybe you can show me that.
You see this, like this dial there? You don't even have to go through an operator.
I see all these numbers and switches and things.
See all those buttons?
Yeah.
I predict that in a couple of years from now, you're going to just be able to push some buttons and get through to anybody you want. And you won't have to worry about even a dial,
much less
an operator.
Enough distorted views of the future. I think we're going to start a panic if we do anything like this.
Really? There's going to be giant machines that can take care of lots of household chores and figure out even math problems, too. Actually, to compute your...
Mike, when's the last time you had a thorough checkup?
It's been a
mental checkup. You really believe these things?
Of course I believe them.
Machines figuring... Oh, come on.
Yeah. Well, what would it take now? What would it take to hook up something?
You're going
to
tell me people are going to be flying around in outer space or something crazy like that.
Probably using ships that they can reuse over and over and over again. And
Mike, have you been reading those comic books again?
Well, yeah, I have, but that doesn't matter here.
I think it does. I think it's very relevant at this point.
I think it's very irreverent at this point.
One thing that is relevant is this music.
Yes, it's good stuff. We dug back a couple of years to get this. These are all tunes from the 1920s. About, 20 years ago or so?
Around that, yeah. Nothing really.
That was a very interesting discussion just now, but... Anyway, I think if you want to get through to us, and you have direct dialing in your area, you don't have to ask the operator. What is the number here? What does it say over there?
Okay, I've got... There's some numbers, Let's see if I can... Oh. I don't know how to operate this thing.
Wait a minute, there's a number...
Crazy looking.
There's a number written on the dial, isn't
there? Yeah, I see that. It says area code. I don't know what that means.
Area code.
And it says, 516... Does that mean something?
Let me just look.
What do you see?
516.
Are you supposed to add those or something? Okay, that means 12 is the number then. Is that right? Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
And then there are numbers over here. 1, 2, 3, 4. I guess they go in order.
All these letters, too. And there's these two letters here. There's D-I-6.
B-I-6?
Yes. D-I-6.
Oh.
7901.
Well, that's not right. Is it?
I wonder what the BI stands for. Get out of here.
Well, if we can figure out how this phone works, what do you think the number is?
BI67901.
BI67901.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's all numbers to me.
There's letters there.
That's what I thought.
BI, I'm not sure what that BI stands for. Maybe if any of our listeners know, they would call and tell us.
You know, did you ever wish for something?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
And you wish hard for it, and it happens. And also, if you wish with somebody else, and maybe if a bunch of people wish together...
Your wish comes true.
Invariably it comes true, I've heard.
Uh-huh.
From many a reliable source.
So what are you aiming at?
Well, why don't we, who are doing a radio show here in the 40s, wish hard that we take a little trip into the future, and then I can prove to you
that all my predictions are wrong.
All your predictions are crazy.
Well, that's if you go to your future. Well, what if you go to my future?
No, let's go to the future. There's only one future.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's predestined.
You believe in that
fact?
Oh. Okay, well, how are we going to do
that? The fact is going to be proved when we go to the 1980s.
So then you're going to... How are you going to get into the future, then? If you don't even believe in diesel locomotives, if you don't believe in jet aeroplanes, how are you going to get into the future 40 years from now?
Just by closing my eyes and concentrating. Now, let me see what time it is. I'm just going to... light this match over here, see what time. Match does not appear to be working.
Is that a safety match?
Okay, let me try it again. Okay, it's about 23 minutes after 12 o'clock now, at midnight. Now, let's pick a date. Well, today is November 14th,
1946.
46?
Yeah.
I'm totally out of touch.
So what is it? Let's see.
Let's
25 years from now.
25 years from now? 1971. Am I going to 1971?
Make it 35 years from now.
All right, 35 years. Let's go to November 14th.
1981.
Hey, what the heck? This is radio.
Yeah, we can do anything. We can pretend.
Exactly.
35 years from now. Gosh, you know how old that's going to make me? I don't even care to admit it. It's going to make me...
I don't even care.
58 years old.
Is that a fact?
Wow.
Shall we go?
Sure. How are we going to do that?
Just close your eyes. And count to 17. Don't ask questions, just count to 17. I read the books, I know what to do.
You want me to count to 17 right now?
No, you count in your head.
Okay.
Can you count in your head?
Yeah.
Good. You start at, start at 1. Some people start at 0, I start at 1.
Okay.
Because 0 isn't really a number.
I'd like to start this.
Okay. But, yeah, if you start at 0, it's kind of, you might as well start negative.
I'm up to 3
numbers.
Already.
Oh, well, you can't do it until there's total concentration. And we have to count in synchronization and all that kind of stuff.
Flirtation.
That type of thing. Okay, just concentrate very carefully. Within a few moments, we'll be transported. Feel something happening. I think after this next song we might possibly make the jump.
What is this thing called? we did it.
We'll be right back.
Well, I checked the newspaper, Mike, and it is 1981.
Yeah, that's what the log says, too. Did you hear that song we played before this?
The Dead Kennedys? Are they in Cambodia?
You know, we had, during that last musical interlude, we had somebody call up and say, I haven't paid my income taxes in 35 years.
I guess I haven't either.
Ooh.
Well.
Gosh.
Not all apples and peaches or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
In 1981.
Not all bread and butter.
Yeah, we just missed the Friday the 13th, too. It's now Saturday the 14th.
Phew.
Close call this time.
Yeah.
But next time.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
You're probably going to be in England or someplace.
Who knows? We could be anywhere.
We could be. Well, what time is it anyway?
It's 12:42 a.m. And, folks...
What is that on Celsius scale?
Oh, on the Celsius scale, it's 8 degrees.
Okay.
don't try and mess up my head like that again. Folks, we will be accepting applications for cities throughout the world. And just call in your city, and we'll tell you what we're going to do with it later. Just give us a call and say your city anywhere in the world.
BI67901. That's a
phone number. We'll say it again in case you got confused.
BI67901.
Area code
516.
In Stony Brook,
New York.
The voice of Long Island.
Just as thrilled with a bag of candy corn and a Pez dispenser. Now, there's always the sticky situation where you have a blind date who's not quite up to snuff. We've all been stuck with guys who manicure their toenails during dinner or think it's cute to moon your mom. Well, you can just tell that pork bone to pack it up and mail it to Buffalo.
And that goes double for Willie Twisters.
Right. And if he offers you a reefer, don't be a chump. Call the Coast Guard right away. He'll thank you for it eventually. So, this is Spunky.
And Bunky sing,
don't be blasting cap.
Interesting record that is.
What an interesting.
Throwing everything all over. Throwing it all over the floor here.
Oh boy, it's an album called "Everything You See Is Me." And if I had the light on over here, I'd be able to read you something about that.
Well, the song we heard was "Questions in My Mind."
Oh, I didn't know that.
Would you like to go over and turn on the light and I'll banter on about this a little bit? "Everything You See Is Me." It's on Govinda Records, published by Triskelion Music.
Oh, it's too bright in here now.
1978, that came out.
When's that?
That's
coming up, right?
So we're back in either 40 years from now or 3 years ago. I don't know. I'm all mixed up.
Yes. This album was given to me by a friend of mine.
I wasn't so lucky.
My friend of mine.
Let me explain.
Oh, well, let me explain mine. I was at a Halloween party, and my friend had a bunch of records, and he was talking with another friend who he had gone to the city with, and said something about this album. We pulled it out, and they both started laughing hysterically.
And when I saw you come
well,
on the stage...
I'm not done with it. So I asked him, what's so funny about that record? He says, absolutely nothing. It's a terrible record. And I said, really, that would fit in good on the radio program. I said, here, take it. So I have it now, and...
It's still in its wrapper.
Yes, yeah, still in its original wrap. They got approached by these Hare Krishna types in Pennsylvania Station, of all places.
Known commonly as Penn Station.
Right.
To those who like to talk fast.
Right. And the retarded as well.
Something like that.
This guy approached him and said, did you like our record? And he said, sure. Could you pay for it? So he decided, they gave him $1, and the guy didn't think it was enough, so they ended up giving him $3 for the record. And the interesting part is, you've heard of the Brecker brothers, no?
Yes.
You've heard of Randy Brecker?
Yes.
Well, he's not on this album.
Really?
There's a guy on here named Randy Brecker.
Now, I happen to know that George Harrison had some affiliation with that album.
Yeah.
In fact, that's what got me in on that album.
Yeah.
I'm not on the album. Well, let me explain. Can I explain that?
Let's see, where is it? Is his name on here anywhere?
Well, it was when I got peddled into buying that.
I don't see it.
Maybe it's on the inner sleeve.
Oh, yes. Special thanks to George Harrison, Alice Coltrane, Oh, my God. You try to read that word.
Okay, let me try that. Oops. Oh, my goodness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 letters in this one word or name. All right, I'm going to give it a shot. Don't laugh. It's not funny. Someone's name. Turi... not funny, Mike.
Don't laugh.
Turiyasangitnanda. No, that's not right. Turiyasangitnanda. All right, I got it now. Turiyasangitnanda. I'm singing a crazy song here.
Turiyasangitnanda.
Well, it's Turiyasangitnanda. Put it all together, and you got a word that I'm not going to say again.
And who else is special thanks to?
Well, no. Oh, Stevie Wonder.
And Neil Diamond.
And Neil Diamond for their contributions to ISKCON Project. Now, I realize now, many years after the fact, that you can thank anybody you want for anything. We could thank Pope John Paul II for this radio program. But he doesn't have anything to do with it. We're just thanking him.
Right.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
For what? Don't mention it. You know?
Sure.
So they're thanking George Harrison, Alice Coltrane, this strange person, and Stevie Wonder and Neil Diamond. But they don't necessarily have anything to do with the record. Do you think they do?
Not necessarily.
They don't play on it.
Well, maybe they writ some of those tunes.
Read some of the names of the people who play on it.
Chris McDaniels, Calvin Moss, B. Snow.
B. Snow? Just
yeah.
B, period?
Vakresavara, Pandit, Piers Lawrence, London McDaniels, Dave Webb, Roger Penaske, Webb Thomas, Randy Covens, Anthony Jackson, Randy Breaker, George Young, Patience Higgins, Jorge Barriario, Rudy Real Blackwell.
Hmm. Very interesting. Now, I'm going to tell the story how I became affiliated with this record.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same way your friend did. I got approached by somebody who somehow managed to weasel it out of me that I was on a radio station. I thought maybe that would help. Maybe I'd get the record for free that way. But no. He said, well, you can spare a dollar, can't you? And I said, well, maybe a dollar. He said, yeah, okay, well, then $1 plus another dollar is, you know, the same thing, so that makes two. And then he got me up to three, just like your friend did.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up giving him $3. I have that record at home, too. Who else has that record? Let's hear from everybody out there.
Everything you see is me. Raza.
Raza. We might find out that this is the most sold record of the last 3 years or something.
It shows a picture of a sunset, or it could be a sunrise.
It's just a sun.
Oh, it could be Sun Raza. By the way, we do have a new Sun Ra record in
here. Sun Raza. Wow. That's a takeoff if I ever saw one. There's a bird on top of the sun.
Oh.
Or flying on the earth where the sun is.
How can you fly on the earth?
You know, now that I look at that, that looks a lot like Jupiter.
There's Io.
That could be Io. Well, what's the bird then?
That might be Io. Or is it Io?
It's depending on what part of the country you're from. That's a good way to get out of anything.
Yeah.
Well, our number is, what was it again?
BI67901. For those of you living in the 1980s, it's 246790.
One. Area code 516 in Stony Brook. Let us know if you have this record. Everything You See Is Me. What's the name of the band again?
Raza.
Raza. If it was peddled to you by a Hare Krishna type person. I'd just like to know about it. It's kind of interesting. And we're still taking... We got a lot of cities now, but we're still taking a few more.
Yeah, we have a bunch of cities there.
Anywhere in the world, and we're not going to tell you what we're going to do with them yet. But
stay tuned.
We will do something with them. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's this famous celebrity standing by in the studio right now who's got a very important message. Would you like to hear that message, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear you nodding your head. You
yes,
have to say something.
Yes, I would like to hear that.
Well, then let's listen to this famous celebrity as he or she or whatever gives us a very important message.
This is Jack Lloyd sounding the alarm to save the whales. Every 19 minutes, a great whale is killed. Leviathans that have flourished for 60 million years are now being slaughtered at the rate of 3 an hour to make pet food, fertilizer, margarine, and cosmetics. Russian, Japanese and Norwegian whalers are bent on extracting the last yen and ruble from the great whales. These countries insist that they abide by the quotas of the International Whaling Commission, but Japan and Norway fail to mention that they also support unregulated whaling operations outside the commission that kill more than 5,000 whales a year. Must we wait until the greedy hunters fire their exploding harpoons into the last whale to realize our Earth has lost its largest and most magnificent creatures? Help. For more information, write to me, Jack Lord, care of Save the Whales, Box 3650, Washington, D.C., 20007.
Thank you very much, Jack Lord. He was in Hawaii 5-0, wasn't he?
Oh, was it Mannix?
Was it Mannix? I don't know. All those shows were alike. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I'm going to get all sorts of calls now. No, they're not all. They're all different.
No, don't worry. Nobody's listening.
They have their place in American literature and all that type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that is a very important message. In fact, there are other versions of that. And in one version, he says something like, let's all put a harpoon into the whaling industry.
Why don't we listen to that one?
Well, I can't find it. I don't know where it is.
Oh.
You get the general idea, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's 12:58,
and you're tuned to
WUSB,
Stony
Brook, New York.
11794. Well, the telephone number is...
We don't have a nine-digit zip code yet, do we?
No, we don't.
What is our telephone number again? 516.
Well, here's one. 11794-0901.
Huh?
11794-0901.
0901.
That would be our 9-digit zip code.
Oh. How interesting.
90.1, you get it?
Oh, now I understand. I'm sorry. I'm kind of slow today.
Yes, but the telephone number is, in case you don't...
In case you're not totally confused by now.
Character, yes, it's
246-7901.
Area code
516. And we want cities, we want comments... We want money. No, we don't want money.
Well, we sure we do.
Like money, but it's not required. Not required. Appreciated, but we'll not get into that. We have something now from the era from which we just sprung.
Uh-oh.
Mr. BG himself.
In a rub-a-dub style.
Benny Goodman. Thank you. Bobby just threw up all over his best shirt.
That'll never come out. He might as well throw that shirt away.
I'm going to see if this new detergent I just bought will get that out. It's called All Temperature Gear, and it was on sale at the market today. They say it can do anything.
Never. That stain will never come out.
Well, let's see.
Later.
Wow!
Well, I'll be. I was wrong.
It got it all out. I'm going to use All Temperature Gear every minute of the day.
The next day? That's the 12th time Bobby threw up this morning. Aren't you worried?
Not anymore. I've got All Temperature Gear on my side.
All Temperature Gear. So good, it sells without a slogan.
Girl on the telephone wire.
Sorts of things planned for you here. Like strange noises from the tape machine in the corner. We're still taking requests for cities. We're going to get to them shortly. Also, we're going to get to the tripods shortly, so don't touch that dial. We just had a report that somebody in Bayport touched their dial.
We're coming to get you. We're sending a squad over right now. So if anybody else tries touching their dial, the same thing's going to happen.
So don't do it.
That gadget works.
I blow through here, music goes down and around, da da ho ho ho, and comes up here. I push the first bell down, the music goes down and around, da da ho ho ho, and it comes up here. Then I push the middle bell down, music goes down around. below, below, below. Oh, listen to the jazz come out. I push the other valve down. The music goes down and around, da da, oh, 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 and it comes out here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
The music goes down and around, da da, oh, 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 and it comes out here.
That'd be good stuff.
Yeah.
It's called The Music
Goes Round and Round.
Yeah. That's done by Riley Farley and their Onyx Club Boys.
I knew it. I knew it.
That's one from the past, written by Red Hodge... Hodgson. That's a very hard name to pronounce.
Red Hodgson.
Hodgson. Ed Farley and Mike Riley.
Mm-hmm.
The music goes round and round. The golden years of Tin Pan Alley, 1930 to 1939.
Yeah. Don't lose that. Don't lose that. I want to make sure I found the right record in the right folder.
Oh, well, then I'll throw it over to you.
For goodness sake.
Hope I didn't hurt you with that record sleeve.
Throw it over there. Over there.
How's that? Okay, we have cities. We have a whole bunch of cities here. Whole paper full of them. A little piece of paper here. We'll accept some more after we do what we have to do. Maybe people will get the hang of it.
Yes, it was kind of hard convincing people to call in with their cities on blind faith. But we did get a few anyway, so...
We certainly did. Now, we can't claim total credit for this.
That
wouldn't be right.
Right.
Actually, a fellow named Bill Lazaroff turned me on to this thing. And I don't remember who actually did it first, but there is a record somewhere of some crazy guy calling up cities all over the United States and Canada and asking for the number of the city zoo. We have here cities in other countries, and we're going to see if they even have zoos over there. Now, our first city that we're going to be calling is an interesting one.
And what is it?
I just picked up the phone, and there's somebody on the other end by accident.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to go in the other room and take care of them? Hold on 1 second. I never did that on the air before. All right, we'll be getting to that as soon as Mike gets back. We have cities all over the world. We're going to call them up, see if they have city zoos, and find out what the number for them is. Simple thing. But you'll find that as we do this, interesting things happen. You hear crazy people talking, all sorts of weird noises, reactions, comments. And plus, maybe, if we're lucky, we'll find out some numbers for some zoos. What do you think, Mike?
Sure.
Okay.
Think about what?
We
just got another city, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well,
we'll have to write this down. Medford.
Medford?
Yeah, they say that it's the home of the world's largest zoo.
That's not nice.
That's what she said.
People live in Medford. All right, I'll write it down anyway. Why am I writing this down?
Medford. It's a city.
There is no city zoo in Medford.
How do you know that?
You're not going to call them up now. Our first city is Dar es Salaam in Tanzania.
Ooh. Is that the capital?
I believe it is. You know, once when I was a kid, I memorized all the capitals in Africa. In fact, I memorized all the capitals everywhere.
But they all changed 5 years later, right?
That's the problem. In fact, some countries have two capitals. Did you know that?
Yes.
In fact, I heard that on the tripod. That's where I heard that.
That's where I heard it, yeah.
Yeah, I knew I'd learn something somewhere. Okay, well, let's get right to work here.
Yeah.
And call up and try to get information in one of these cities. Let's see what we can do.
There we are.
Yeah, there we are.
Quiet now, quiet on the set. Quiet.
How may I help you?
Yes, operator, I need information for overseas.
Where, sir?
This would be in Africa, a country called Tanzania.
Tanzania, hold on.
Thank you.
Welcome. Let me help to give you overseas. Hold on, please.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
I like buttering up operators.
Yes, operators can be so helpful.
International 216, what country are you calling?
Didn't work this time. Tanzania, I'm trying to get information for Tanzania.
And how was the telephone listed under what name and address?
Okay, we're looking, this is in the city of Dar es Salaam, and I'm looking for the number of the city zoo over there.
For what?
They have a zoo over there. I don't know what the name of it is. Probably Dar es Salaam, and I don't even know if zoo is the word they use, but it's where they keep the animals and things, and I just need the phone number for that.
And what is your number in area code?
This is 516-246-7901 calling.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
You should tell her we just need the number.
Well, yeah, I hope she has a place to call.
Tell her. Tell her.
We just need the number, operator. Maybe she won't do it now. The fun part is when you get operators that are actually in Tanzania. I don't think she's actually there.
No, she was in 216. Whatever that's supposed to mean.
That's how she answered
the phone. And you want to hang up for a minute, sir, and I'll call you back on another line?
Well, I don't want a place to call now. I just need the number. Is that
possible? I still have to call you back, sir.
Okay, fine. We'll wait for your call then. Thank you. All right, so we'll find out. They'll call us with the number for the zoo. Fine. You want to go someplace else now?
Well, why don't we wait until she calls us back?
Well, we do have some United States numbers.
Really?
If I could remember the area code.
Well, we don't, you know, we could call the operator and ask what the area code is.
Well, oh. Do you want to see if that's her?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, why don't you...
Why don't you answer it there, and I'll just make some pattern and make sure we have the right thing here. Okay. Yes, it is. Ah. International operator.
Yes, the international operator has called us back.
Good.
And they lived up to their promises, and they did it pretty fast, too.
Yes, they did. Yeah, I knew they would.
I knew they would, too.
Wouldn't it have been terrible if we had given her the wrong number?
And she woke up some poor person in their dormitory or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
With a number for the Tanzanian zoo? It would have been something to tell about in the old college stories.
Yes.
But not for a while.
Ooh.
There's a line to Tanzania, I believe. We're soon going to hear a Tanzanian ring. Sounds kind of sick.
Thank you. I wonder what that strange signal was.
Sounded like a African busy.
Yes, this is New York calling Dar es Salaam for a zoo.
Hello?
Uh-huh. A zoo. Z-Zebra 00. Where they keep animals.
Again, is that the zebra?
Z-Zebra 00 Oliver.
Is that the zebra 00 Oliver?
I just got it. Yes.
30-00,
yes.
Hello?
For a zoo in Dar es Salaam. It's where they keep animals.
This is the fun part.
Isn't it great to know that somewhere in Tanzania someone's looking up a number for us?
And for all of our listeners.
That's right.
A lot of empty static here.
It's not static, that's line noise. That's what the phone company refers to that as.
Oh.
Sound of a telephone line strung between this building and the country of Tanzania.
Ooh.
In Africa. I wish I knew something about Tanzania so I could talk about it, but I really don't, except that it is in Africa.
Mm-hmm. It used to be known as Tanganyika.
That's right, it did. But that was too hard to pronounce, so they changed it. No, I'm sure there was a better reason than that.
I should hope so.
Incidentally, if anyone else has any more cities, save them up in your mind, and as soon as we get off the telephone, give us a call.
246-7901
is our telephone number. We'll take any city you give us, and we'll try to find a zoo. It's our public service. That's what I look at it.
That's it. It's our duty. It really is. It's our patriotic duty.
And the voice of Long Island can... They're probably having a conference in Tanzania now about this.
Like the time you tried to call Iran and speak to the hostages.
Yeah, that was something. We broadcast that on our first program in February.
February 7th.
And we talked to all sorts of people in Iran.
But not a single hostage.
No, but we did get to quite a few places. Including, what was that minister we talked to?
I'm not sure.
The foreign minister? Yes, we talked to the foreign minister.
Yes.
And we didn't even know it at the time. So we asked for somebody higher up and he hung up on us. Understandable. Ah, some action.
The things you can do with telephones these days.
It's truly amazing. How about a little music? Are they looking it up, operator?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
If my blues can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of cotton fields, and Mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy.
Still trying to find a number.
I hope so. I hope they didn't forget about us.
A sad refrain, a broken heart, full love in vain. And if my song can start you crying,
I'd still like to know where our pizza is.
Probably in transit.
Hello? Yes. Well, sorry, nothing this city. That name may be under another name. Have you got another name?
It's where they keep animals. They're not sure of what the name of it is, but it's a zoo where they keep animals.
Yes, such as lions and
Hello?
Tigers and things.
Yes. What is it, sir?
No, I was just giving examples of animals, but I'm not sure if they even have the same animals over there.
Well, you probably have to have the name of which what name the phone is listed under.
I'll tell you, I'll do some more investigation on it, and when I'm a little better prepared, I'll try it again.
All right.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
With our noses in the air, I have colored collars, white hats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem sits, putting on the Ritz. Spangled gowns upon a bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits, putting on a Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Bell goes every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Robbie Elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 days.
Excuse me for 1 second, Harry.
Putting on a Ritz.
Thank you. We'll be getting to the tripods in just about a minute or two, and back to some more phone calls to find out some zoos and things like that a little later. If you have a city, give us a call, 246-7901. Flirtation with the Three Village Tobacco Farms proudly presents the exciting adventures of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When we left Howard and Kathy last week, they were about to enter the sewer system of Nice with their new friend Boris to help find the prize statue. And as we look in on them,
this is the opening to the sewer system?
That is correct, Mr. Tripod. It looks like a regular door, but it's actually the entrance to the true underworld.
Wow. Mm. You know, it's hard to even think that there's a whole other world beneath the streets of Nice, which we're now standing on.
Mm, it's kind of eerie, don't you think, Howard?
Yeah, I agree. Sure.
We're going to be down there in the dark with all sorts of strange creatures.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mice?
Really?
Rats?
Oh.
Lizards and all sorts of things.
You know, you don't have to go down there if you don't want to, Kathy.
And cockroaches, too.
None of us have to go down there. But after all, it's only a statue.
Why, Mr. Tripod, surely you are not frightened of the sewers?
Me? Well, no, of course not. That is, as long as there aren't any slimy plants.
Oh, Howard, don't be like that. Where's your sense of...
I know. Where's my sense of adventure? Okay, fine. Let's go into the sewers. Let's go.
Are you quite certain, Mr.
Trump? I'm positive, Boris. Go on. Lead the way. Let's go hunting for the statue.
Very well. I'll simply open the door, and then you may proceed.
Holy cow. Look at that. It's pitch dark. You can't see a thing.
Then how can I look at it?
You have a pack of matches in your pocketbook, don't you, Kathy?
I think so.
Why don't you strike one so we can see where we are?
That's a good idea, Howard. I'll be fishing around for a little bit.
Gosh, what a place. I get the feeling that it goes on for miles.
It most certainly does. In fact, sewers are said by many to be quite similar to telephone lines.
In what way, Boris?
Eventually, one way or another, they all interconnect.
Do you mean that we could get virtually anywhere in Europe by traveling around here in the sewers?
That is correct, Mr. Tripod. Asia as well. Most people do not consider the sewers to be a viable travel option, however.
I never dreamed it was so complex.
Yes. In fact, many wars could have been won if the sewers were used to transport troops.
Well, why weren't they?
The going gets very rough at times, and there is nobody that possesses the maps for all of the many systems. So there was no guarantee that the troops could avoid getting helplessly lost.
How about that? Did you find a match yet, Kathy?
Yes, and I'm going to light it.
Wow, endless corridors. In every direction imaginable.
It's so huge.
Yes, how are we ever going to find out where that statue is?
I have heard rumors that the statue is underneath Wally Truberg Street, which is on the other side of town.
But how do we get there from here?
Well, it's easy enough to find above ground. However, there's no entrance to the sewers that I know of over there. So we must get there somehow using one of these passageways.
Which one? The odds must be 1,000 to 1 against us.
That is a decision which must be made logically and scientifically.
Well, I suppose you know more about that kind of stuff than Kathy or I do. After all, I get the impression that you've been dealing with things like this for most of your life. And the biggest thing we've had to do is try to adjust to life in our new Long Island home.
Based upon careful calculations, I would say the best path to take would be that little one to the right, over there.
Oh.
That should take us where we're going.
Gosh, I certainly hope so. I'd really like to find the statue as quickly as possible. Not that I mind being here. I'm not scared or anything like that. Kathy, what is it? What's wrong? Did you see a ghost or a monster or something?
No! I burned myself with this match!
And so our friends continue their search for the statue in the sewers of Nice. And you want to be with us next time when we'll hear Boris say...
I forgot to tell you, there are light switches on all of the walls.
That's next week on the exciting adventures of the Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you. To prove my love, dear, and its worth for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along, with all the words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I'd beg for you, I'd lie for you, I'd draw the stars down from the sky for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along. Darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I would rob, steal, beg, borrow, and I'd lie for you. I'd draw the stars down from the sky for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along.
Next on the Odyssey of Homer, our hero takes a journey to the land of the dead.
Bring the sheep forward to the trench. Hold its head back while I cut its throat.
They're coming. The dead are coming to drink the blood.
Don't miss episode 5 of the Odyssey of Homer.
Sunday night at 6 on USB.
And now we recreate a very special scene for This Is the Army. Let us go back 25 years to the Century Theater in New York, where another all-soldier show, Yip Yip Yap Bank, is playing. The curtain is going up on the second act. The scene, a barracks at Camp Upton on Long Island.
Okay, you guys, it's 9:30. Time for lights out.
Oh, Sarge, leave the lights on a few minutes longer, will you? I got to find out who wins the girl on this magazine I'm reading.
Maybe you'd like me to get your special bed lamp. Go to sleep, you mugs. All right, you guys, up and at them. Hit the deck. Outside for old call.
Wait till I get out of this army. I'll show that bomber.
Are you gonna bust that bugle some morning? Surrut.
Yeah.
Jaroslow.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Reeves.
Go.
Diamond.
Go.
Berlin. Berlin. Where is that guy?
He said he was tired, Sergeant, and if you wanted him for anything, you could find him in the barracks.
Oh, he did he? Let me at him. Come on, sleeping beauty. You gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. I've been a soldier quite a while, and I would like to say the life is simply wonderful. The army food is great. I sleep with 97 others in a wooden hut. I love them all, they all love me. It's very lovely, but oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the heart is full of all is to hear the bugle call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to
murder
the bugler. Someday I'm going to find him dead.
And then I'll get that other pup, the guy who wakes the bugler up.
And spend the rest of my life in bed.
Yeah. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Irving Berlin, Milton Rosenstock conducting, with male chorus. And I think that deserves to go out with a flourish. And there it is, a flourish, here in the voice of Long Island. It's 1:51, and Mike Juhas is here.
Yeah, it's just stepped in from the other newsroom there.
Long walk, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a little town in Italy that somebody requested. It's called, I hope I get this right,
Ariella.
Ariely.
Ariely.
Ariely, Italy.
Yeah.
Ariely, Italy. I wonder if Buddy Angelella knows about that place.
Hmm. He could hail from there.
Do you think there's a town in Italy called Angelello?
Could be.
Wouldn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't surprise me. Okay, let's go to Italy then. See if they have a that might be a town zoo over there.
Hmm.
Or it could be a city zoo. Who knows? It could be a county zoo or a little town zoo, something like that.
Wonder if it's any bigger than the Medford Zoo.
Yeah. Commonly referred to as Main Street.
Thank you.
Yes, operator, I need overseas information for Italy, please. Thank you.
Operators can be so helpful.
Didn't hear you. Excuse me?
Making the call after you get the number.
I'll be making the call probably later on, but not right away. That's not really a lie. I might call the zoo someday.
That's true. Later on.
That was fast.
Are we in?
Hello, man.
United States calling for information, please.
Dub style.
Hello. Yes,
sir.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Hey, I said he hung up on us.
Sounds like he dropped the phone.
Hung up. We heard him.
I certainly did. Usually they take a long time to answer over there, too. Ah.
Hello, ma'am?
Hello again. This is the United States calling. Can you hear me?
Yes. Are you there, brother?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, what do you need, brother?
Okay, I need a number in the...
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to talk to you. I should talk to the operator.
All
what
right.
You need operator.
I'll
okay,
call you
sorry.
Back.
All right.
Oh, he's just like the creep we have in Germany, the same thing that won't take a call, you know? All right, just give me everything here. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, I just want the number. It's a little town in Italy. It's called Ariely. I'll spell it for you. Ariely. And I need some... I'm trying to find out some information about various animals, so I need the number for their city zoo over there, which I believe is located in that town. It's either a city or a town zoo.
That's all you want, right?
Yes, that's all I want, just the number.
Ariely, how do you say that?
Ariely.
And that's the operator when you call Germany. He slams the phone down.
Really?
Oh, he's wrong.
Does he cover all of Germany?
I tell him to be a supervisor. I'm the only widow on, but he is really obnoxious. His customers from the United States are so mad.
We'll
I said if they ever go to Germany, you know, they want to look up that guy.
Have to bring him down. Bring him down to his level one day. Teach him a lesson. United States operators are always nice.
Usually.
Yes, usually. Always very helpful.
Now he's not answering the phone.
Now he knows
that's best. He's sulking
now. Hello?
Hello, the number for the city or the town zoo in Ariely, please.
What's the name of the town again?
Ariely, Ariely.
I'm slowly because I don't think it's in a very famous town. So
Ariely.
Ariely. Just a minute, I'm checking.
Thank you.
It doesn't exist in Italy, a city by the name of Ariely.
Are you sure you're spelling it right?
No, the operator is saying to me, Ariely.
No, you're missing an E.
Where's the E?
Can I tell him? The E is before the first L.
Ariely.
Correct.
So say it again, operator.
Ariely.
Correct, first place.
Sorry.
Ariely.
Oh, this is crazy. The spelling bee.
I'm sorry. Ariely. Doesn't exist anymore.
That town doesn't exist? Oh, boy.
All right.
Ma'am, you make wrong spelling. I can't imagine. Computer.
I don't know. I'm only saying what he says, you know. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know.
I'm sorry, operator. I was convinced that town existed, but I'll look it up again.
Yelling a little bit different, you know. He must key it into a computer. Maybe it's I-E. something, you know.
I don't know. Well,
that is the spelling we have, operator, and that's the best we can do.
No. Well, he says no.
Okay, if he says no, there's really no getting around that, I guess. But thanks for your help anyway.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Wow. I really fell down to a dial tone there, didn't it? Well, we tried. We tried to get through to the zoo over in Ariely. Now, I don't know if that town really exists. If that listener is still around, maybe you can give us some more information on that. But as it is now, that town doesn't exist according to that operator.
And he seems very authoritative, too.
He certainly does. He must have his wife and kids cowering in a corner.
Mm.
Or whatever. All right, we'll be getting to the news in about a moment or two.
A few minutes, yes. And then our classical album side.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a surprise.
A big one.
A big one.
Yeah. Maybe some more phone calls later on.
Sure.
All right.
I was strolling down from the evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing. How familiar to me. So I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading from the ice. Standing in a shining hand. And it should be standing. If you let it make a scene, so don't you leave. Here's a ring for your finger. Yes, I did a humdinger. Mama, don't let the wedding shine. Sing a happy time for Mandy and me. There will be some jubilation for a happy pair. Yes, the best in all creation. Joy is in the air. There'll be music at the station. For the speakers on their way. There will be some celebration on their wedding day. Oh, what a wonderful day. To be the person who says, I'm feeling kind of nervous to hear the wedding service. Now you hear the wedding bells, soon you hear the baby yell. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have the ring of a ring.
Oh, yeah.
What a final ovation from all of our relations.
The same Mandy that Barry Manilow does, is it? I guess not. Van and Schneck, and you'll only hear it here on your non-commercial alternative, WUSB Stony Brook, and I think that tune deserves another grand flourish. What do you think? Yeah. Okay. Oh, we have a new spelling on Airy Ellie. Oh, boy. I guess I messed it up then, because I took the spelling the first time. It's A-R-I-E-L-L-I. All right. Well, how about after our... Sorry, I didn't have you turned on.
That's right.
After our classic album side, memorable album side, we'll try it again.
Yes, we will.
And we will find it.
Yes, we better.
What are these numbers?
That's the zip code.
The zip code?
Yeah, the gentleman called back, and he says, I come from that town. I should know how to spell it. And between you and the operators and everybody and that jerk over there, they got it all screwed up.
You know, we're going to get him again later on. It'll be a different operator on this side, but it'll be only him. Yes. He's the only person in all of Italy answering the phone right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun.
Yes, it will be.
I can hardly wait.
And that's the zip code there, 66030, is that what it was?
Okay, if you want to write a letter to Italy, 66030, Ariely, Italy. It just sort of rolls off your tongue, doesn't it?
Ariely.
Down to the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my apologies for messing up the spelling, but it was funny anyway. 202, area code for Washington, D.C., but it's also the time here. And it's
what's the zip code?
For the, it's, I don't know.
Like around 2000?
2 something.
Yeah.
2002?
I think.
2002.
Yeah, 2002, and there's a whole bunch of them down there.
Well, you know, at the end of those PSAs, they say the zip code for
well, I don't want to sit through with those PSAs.
Save the Whales PSAs, but we don't have to do that because
we don't really know.
We weren't listening.
And Chicago, Illinois, 60609.
All right, it's 202.
And you're tuned to WUSB.
I said that already in Stony Brook.
Okay.
Folks know what station they're at. Now, 202, that means it's time for the 155 newscast, which is a little bit late. 203 now, that means we're in Connecticut. Sorry. Okay, let's just
where
get
is 204? Wisconsin or something?
I know 206 is Spokane, Washington. I'm pretty sure it is. And we can call there and find out where the zoo is.
201 is
New Jersey.
Northern New Jersey, right.
And 609 is
Southern
New Jersey. 215 is, oh, who cares?
215 is Philadelphia.
Exactly.
301 is like Baltimore.
Baltimore. And Delaware, I had trouble with Delaware.
Delaware is 302.
Is that what it is? That's why I got confused.
And Colorado is 303.
It is, you're right. But what's 505? Kansas?
I know that Iowa is 515.
Well, that helps a little bit. We're 516. 246.
7901.
We fit that in rather cleverly.
808 is
Hawaii.
Right.
Enough.
Where's 706, by the way?
We went through a whole expose with the 706 area code. We found an area code that the telephone company didn't even know about. And it was true. We found it before they were told about it, really.
Right.
It existed. It was New Mexico. Not New Mexico. how do I say that? A Mexico area code that was new.
Hey, what's the area code for Louisville?
Louisville, you're saying.
I think that's 512, right?
Something like that.
512 for Louisville.
Louisville. That was one of the first stories we ever did.
Right.
The sewers blowing up in Louisville. I hope they don't blow up in
Nice. With the tripod.
Oh, that would be awful.
Yeah.
But they really blew up in Louisville, last February?
Yeah, March or something.
Boom, and they tried to blame a cat food company?
Mm-hmm.
Ralston Purina?
Mm-hmm.
And we went straight to the heart of the matter. We called up a local Jack in the Box, which is owned by Ralston Purina, and demanded their comments, and they...
But not anymore.
They didn't even know they were owned by that company.
No, they're not anymore.
They're not. They're owned by Arby's or something.
The same guy who runs the Arby's.
This is all very relevant, but it's now 204, and I think that's the area code for Alberta or somewhere in Canada.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's 205 now, and I don't know where that is.
Call the operator up and ask her what the area code...
Just try to get through the news
with
some dignity.
Just call up the operator and ask her where 205 is. She'd be more than happy to tell you.
Entirely too silly. When we call the operator, can we do the news then?
Right. Ask her where 206 is, too, because it'll be
206. Commercial radio doesn't have to be silly. Can be, but it doesn't have to be.
This line may help you?
Yes, operator. I was just wondering where area code 205 is.
205. Hold on.
Thank you.
That would be Alabama. State of Alabama.
The whole state. All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You happy, Mike?
Yes, I'm very happy.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, here's the latest news. Got tangled up in my microphone. Well, Edwards Air Force Base is getting ready to welcome home a couple of old friends, astronauts Richard Truly and Joel Engel, who were based at Edwards at one time or another, are resting up for their premature landing on Saturday. They're due to glide in their spectacular flying machine onto a dry lake bed in the Mojave Desert in California at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time. Before bedding down for the night, Engel cracked a joke about trying to fix the faulty fuel cell that's causing them to end the mission early. They don't say what the joke is, though. Oh, well. Engel also told Mission Control he, and truly wished the trip was a bit longer. No, that wasn't really in there. But it should be, though. If the Associated Press had a sense of humor, they would put that in there. Sorry, Richard Truly there. Okay.
Truly sorry.
But he added, we'll see you all in Houston. Yeah. Okay, this is the news. Even though their flight was just over 2 days instead of five, Engel and Truly were able to complete most of their planned major experiments, and they capped off their day with a phone conversation with President Reagan.
Area code 202.
Washington, D.C.
Hey, remember the time we tried to call at the White House Collect?
We did. We
456-1414. That's the number.
Is that it?
That is.
Anybody wants to call the White House, you can do it now.
But they won't accept collect calls.
Now, we proved a very valid point there, and I still think that stands, that poor people cannot come into the White House as frequently as rich people.
Right.
Like a poor person living in Sloatsburg, New York. I don't know why I picked that town, but I did.
Hey, listen, you know, you're undermining the whole population of Sloatsburg.
I think they're immune to it by now. If you can get by with a name like Sloatsburg for very long.
Ah, yes. The cities we come across.
Gonna have some armed guerrillas storming up here soon.
Some Sloatsburgians.
Sloatsburg Liberation Army or something. Let's try to continue. The father of the modern nuclear navy says he doesn't want to go, but President Reagan, who has the last say in such matters, says he has to. Reagan announced Friday that 81-year-old Admiral Hyman Rickover will be retiring in January, even though he says he's not ready to step down. Rickover, that is. Navy Secretary John Lehman. You want to cut? Be down a little bit over there? Okay, thank you. Navy Secretary John Lehman said for the sake of transition, the service needs a young man who can be available for the next decade. Reagan has given Rickover the option of staying on board as a presidential advisor on the use of atomic power in the private sector, but there's no word yet from Rickover on whether he'll accept the offer. Roll over, Rickover. Take it away, Mike.
President Reagan spending the night in Houston after attending a fundraising dinner honoring his chief of staff, James Baker. Speaking at the dinner, Reagan defended his economic program and repeated his promise not to raise taxes. Reagan, whose administration has not been without controversy recently, also quipped, "Some days this job is more fun than other days." Oh, isn't that funny?
And gave a hearty laugh afterwards.
Oh, so the Associated Press does have a sense of humor. The Senate breathed new life into the Legal Services Corporation Friday, but if the agency ultimately survives, it could have less money to live on.
The emergency line is ringing. I think we've lost our jobs.
The Senate beat back a move to kill the agency that provides legal help for the poor, but the $241 million budget it approved is 25% less than last year's. And restrictions were put on the type of cases its attorneys will be able to accept. The Reagan administration is working on round four of an order governing U.S. intelligence agencies. Sources say the new version will not include an original proposal giving the CIA new power to infiltrate and try to influence domestic groups. But the sources also say the administration still wants the CIA to be able to conduct covert domestic operations and collect foreign intelligence in the United States. Firefighters evacuated more than 200 people in Montgomery, Alabama, area code 205, Friday. What are you laughing about?
It's 210 now, and there's no area code for that.
The residents were ordered from their homes when a tanker carrying 30,000 gallons of alcohol caught fire after being hit by a five-car train that derailed. No one was injured in the incident, and there was little damage.
Well. I don't know who was trying to reach us, but Rob Zeiser has arrived, and of course he'll be taking over at 3 o'clock with all sorts of other things. I must say, that was quite an amusing little newscast there. Got them rolling in the aisles. But we have an even funnier weather forecast. Especially since I just ripped it in half. 8 degrees out of doors, of course, 46. Very good, Mike. You either learn to read very far away or you're memorizing that kind of stuff.
I'm memorizing that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, the USB...
Is it 211 now?
Yes, it is.
And there is no area code for 211.
No, it's nobody you dial when you want credit.
Right.
They lend you money? Loan sharks? All right. That's not...
Negative. We should try that sometime.
Try to get money from the credit operator?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. USB Long Island weather. Clear and cold tonight. With occasional laughs, low ranging from near 40 to along the shores to the upper 20s. Upper 20s?
It's not that funny.
Upper 20s?
Well, that is like negative numbers in Celsius, right?
Yeah. Well, this is more serious. Maybe we should just stop laughing. Upper 20s? That's below freezing.
That means put your antifreeze in your automobile radiator.
All right. Yeah, it does. Low ranging from near 40 along the shores to the upper 20s and colder interior sections. I'm sorry, folks. We didn't realize this was going on. Saturday, partly sunny, a little milder, highs in the mid-50s. And the outlook for Sunday is fair and mild. It's really kind of disgusting that we've been laughing when temperatures are going down into the 20s.
Yes.
Don't you think? A sad comment.
Anyway, we have our memorable album side right now.
We certainly do. And
it's a quickie this time. It's like an EP almost.
It is, but it's a memorable piece nonetheless. It's an all-time classic, and I don't even think it needs an introduction. Do you?
Okay. No.
Let us proceed. It's 212, New York City. Well, that is truly amazing. Isn't it, Mike?
Isn't truly an astronaut?
Oh, no. Enough of that. Enough of that.
Let's not start.
Poor guys up in space. In fact, I wonder if they can get radio stations up in space. I know the signal goes out there.
Hi, Mr. Truly and Mr. Engel.
If you guys happen to be listening to us, we want to hear about it when you get back here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Please. Well, you know, politely we're asking. Or anybody who's out in space now.
Right.
But I don't think anybody else is.
What?
Well, may you ask that. Anyway, we heard George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, the original version, the legendary 1925 piano roll.
What?
I said the legendary 1925 piano roll, accompanied by the Columbia Jazz Band.
Of all things. How come I'm only hearing myself out of one ear?
Because I have this little switch down like that.
Thank you. That's much more or less disconcerting.
Make things a lot better. All right. You want to try it again?
Arielli.
Arielli. We're going to give it one more shot and find out the number for the city zoo or the town zoo. We're going to talk to that guy again in Italy. But hopefully a different operator.
We're not allowed to talk to him, remember?
We're not allowed to talk to him, that's right. Although I have talked to operators overseas, and they've treated me just like a regular person.
Really? Have you ever talked to the operator in Germany? Operator here, the one in Germany, is a real obnoxious one.
Well, maybe we'll try him next week. That sounds like fun. Sounds like something to look forward to. Make him our personality of the week or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's try it again. The Arielli City Zoo or the Town Zoo. Or what have you.
We even have the zip code there.
Impressive with that.
Good morning, Miss Pike. May I help you?
Yes, operator. I need overseas information for Italy.
Thank you. One moment, sir.
Thank you. Should I tell her that he won't speak to me?
Yes.
Let's let the whole thing happen again.
Okay, let's let it happen again.
In case somebody wasn't listening before, they can hear an obnoxious operator in Italy. Any moment now.
Hello, may I help you?
Operator, customer online. Do not connect.
Hello?
Yes, operator,
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for something in the town of Arielli, A-R-I-E-L-L-I.
Just a moment. Are you the operator?
No, I'm not.
No, the operator is supposed to come on the line. I'm sorry.
Well, she said do not connect and all that stuff.
Do you need information where?
For the town of Arielli. That's A-R-I...
Hello?
Hello?
L-E...
No, A-R-I-E...
Oh, just a moment. L-E and then...
No, can I start over again?
Yes, please.
A-R-I-E...
A-R as in Robert.
Right. I-E...
Yes?
L-L-I.
Arielli. What is this supposed to be? It's a village name?
It's the name of a village, yes.
What province, do you know?
I don't know offhand which province, I'm sorry.
I mean, what is the biggest city, the nearest biggest city, no?
I really have no idea, operator.
Hello?
We don't know offhand. It's a rather...
Just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Well, this guy seems to be a little bit nicer than the last one we
He's
had.
He's talking to us.
Yeah.
Communicating.
Yeah.
We've established communications.
In Italy.
Ah, with an obnoxious operator.
Arielli Kiedo, right. Doris of Kiedo? Kiedi.
That sounds right to me.
Okay, what is the person's name?
Okay, I'm looking for the number of the zoo over there, where they do animal research and things like that. Just the city zoo or the town zoo?
I didn't get it. What did you say, sir?
I'm looking for the number of the town zoo or the city zoo.
A zoo?
Yes, Z-double-O.
Why, do you know if they have one over there?
I was told they did.
Yeah, hold on.
Thank you.
Get ready to write this down, too.
There's not going to be one there. I wasn't told any such thing. He doesn't know that.
Get the old pen out. Is that our phone ringing?
Yes, it is. Right over there.
Could you answer the phone, please? Thank you.
He's wasting his time, and he doesn't know it.
Well, don't tell him.
Well, I have the button pressed, so he can't hear what I'm saying.
So you couldn't do these things in 1990?
Yes. Hello?
Yes? Yes, I'm checking in.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you say hello to me? No, that was the fellow who picked up the other line.
Oh. Why did he do that? A little music, perhaps.
No, it doesn't say so. I'm sorry.
There is no zoo in Ariely?
Are there any animal research centers?
Animal what?
Animal research centers. For hereditary diseases in animals.
It's only a small village, you know. They only have, I see here, No, I'm sorry.
No, there's no listings for any...
village, Ariely, you know.
There's no listings for any biological institutes there?
Yes, I'm checking, but there is no such...
Oh, no.
All right, we'll have to look into that a little further then. Okay, operator, thank you very much for your help, and have
all
a
right.
pleasant day. Did he hang up?
I'm not sure.
I think so.
Yes.
Well, Mike,
Zoo in Ariely.
No zoo in Ariely and no zoo in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. So next
really
week we'll...
Not in a thousand. Well, why don't we try the Medford Zoo?
There's no Medford Zoo. And I'm not going to ask a local information operator for Medford Zoo. What I will do, though, is give a little call to Spokane, Washington.
Oh, that was one of our other cities, right?
Yes, find out the name of the number for the zoo out there. I think there's one in Spokane.
There could well be.
At least I know what the area code is. At least they'll talk to me. Annoying ring. Horrible ring.
Very harsh.
City, are you calling, please?
Spokane, Washington.
Alrighty, who would you like there?
I'm looking for the number of the city zoo.
Zoo? Alrighty.
Operators can be so helpful.
Okay, it's called Walk in the Wild Zoo.
Oh, boy.
I guess. Telephone number is 924-7220.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We
found a zoo.
I like talking to the information operators in other parts of the country. I really do. Because
they're very friendly.
They are very nice. They're very helpful.
They certainly are.
And affectionate as well.
Okay. What are you laughing like that?
Just a laugh, that's all.
Stifled laugh. We found a zoo, Mike.
Are we going to call it?
How can we call a zoo now? It's 2:34 in the morning.
No, but it isn't there. It's 11:34 there.
Even so, it's still late. We'll wake the animals up. Why don't we try it early next week?
How early?
About 12 o'clock, and it'll actually be 9 o'clock there.
Okay.
The animals won't be sleeping yet.
Okay.
We can talk to the zookeepers.
Okay, I'm sure there's 24-hour-a-day zookeepers there.
Well, certainly. Now, if anybody would like to call us up and make requests for next week, as far as cities they'd like us to call for zoos or anything, actually, we can do anything we want. Give us a call. Our number?
BI67901.
Area code 516. I guess if you spell that out, it's area code...
No, you can't, because there's no... letter for one.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Or zero.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Did you ever try to... I know people who spelled things with their telephone numbers, which we can't mention on the air because it's not really a tasteful thing to say. The people who I know who actually spell things with their telephone numbers.
You can't get it listed that way, can you?
No. And in fact, they don't list the letters anymore. It's just all numbers. Remember,
shame.
Like 666 used to be Mohawk 6.
473 used to be HR3.
Mm-hmm. But what did the HR stand for? Some used to say Harbor.
Harbor?
But mm-hmm. It would be HA3, wouldn't it?
Unless HA was taken up by somebody else, such as the Hamptons.
Or Huntington. Huntington Harbor.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Yeah, there's an HA3 there, I think, right?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so, yes.
Yeah.
But letters are a thing of the past.
This one, 941, used to be XH1.
Ooh, what in the world did that stand for?
I don't know.
I wonder what 246 used to be.
Maybe it never was anything. What about
AH6.
Ah, 6.
Yeah, that's a phone number.
Ah.
6.
7.
9.
Oh.
1.
Can you just imagine getting one of those operators trying to call us up? The number you have reached. AH6 7 9 0 1.
No, they the operators now are the computers rather are trained to abbreviate. For instance, if the last two numbers are both zeros, it'll say 100, not 00. Mm-hmm. So if it came across AH, it wouldn't say AH, it would say ah. The computer would say ah.
Ah.
For sure. This is the sophisticated age. It's not the 1940s anymore, Mike.
Well,
we've taken a big trip.
We sure have.
No more letters in the phone numbers. Which makes sense when you think of it.
Yeah.
I mean, letters and phone numbers have no meaning.
Right.
Numbers and phone letters don't either.
Right.
People's names don't have numbers in them.
Some do. What about Orville 9?
Orville 9.
I once met a guy named Dr. Eric 6.
About George Steinbrenner III.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an exception to every rule there is.
That's very true. Well,
it's also very funny. But anyway, I hate to do this, but I have to cut out of here now. Because I have to be up very early tomorrow morning to go into the Big Apple.
The big city.
And do a few important things over there.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'll manage somehow.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you next week.
Next week at 12:02, Friday night, Saturday morning. The voice of Long Island. Bye, Mike.
Bye.
If you shake it away. When they hold a revival way down south, every darkie with care and trouble that they have tries to shake it away. Shaking the blues away, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles. Telling the blues to go, they may refuse to go. But as a rule, they'll go if you'll shake them away. Do like the darkies do, listening to a preacher way down south. They shake their bodies so, to and fro, with every shake, a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away. I got a blues, you got a blues, all God's children got a blues. Come and join a revel and we'll shake off the devil and we'll shake all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven. Anyone objecting to shaking ain't going there. Heaven, heaven. Gonna shake all over God's heaven. I gotta shake, you gotta shake. All God's children gotta shake, shake, shake. Nothing could be sweeter than to shake with St. Peter when we shake all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven. Anyone objecting to shaking ain't going there. Heaven, heaven. Gonna shake all over God's heaven. Shaking, shaking the blues away. Unhappy, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles. Telling, telling the blues to go. They may refuse to go. But as a rule, they'll go if you shake them away. Do like the darkies do, listening to a preacher way down south. They shake the body so, to and fro, with every shake, a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away.
both of them.
Tripod with a look at the USB Long Island weather. Well, tonight there's clear and cold conditions, lows ranging from near 40 along the shores to the upper 20s in colder interior sections. And Saturday, partly sunny with a little milder, highs in the mid 50s. And right now, it's Stony Brook. It's 8 degrees Celsius. That's 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, you kind of wonder why I'm here. Well, it's because Eric and Mike felt so sorry for me because I haven't been in the Tripod Family episodes for such a long time. They figured they should let me come up and do the weather. But now on to some more music. Thank you.
to talk about it. against the Jacobean man. I reach for the deck, draw the seven of hearts. It doesn't even work, but it's the best.
Leaving you off there. Something with, turn it down just a little bit. Left you off with something by Bruce Coburn off his new album, Inner City Front, a song called And We Dance. Well, I'm Mike Juhas. Eric Crawley's already taken off. We'll be back again next Friday night or Saturday morning with the voice of Long Island. Good night, Long Island.
Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go at the local. No, when my feet go through the door, I know what time. Right on his phone, buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Dancers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out. I go out on Friday night and I come home.
tuned to WUSB Stony Brook.